From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union. Amtrak will reduce the number of days its long-distance trains operate as it works through a steep decline in passenger boardings in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Most long-distance trains will operate 3 days a week instead of daily beginning next month. The Lakeshore Limited, which serves the Capital Region, is among the trains seeing reduced operation. The first phase of the cutbacks will begin during the week of October 5th and affect the California Zephyr, Capital Limited, City of New Orleans, and the Crescent. The Coast Strait, Lakeshore Limited, Southwest Chief, and Texas Eagle will begin reduced service during the week of October 12th. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Chatham Town Board, September 17th, honored retiring Highway Superintendent Joe Rickert during the board's regular meeting held virtually via online platform. Town Supervisor Donnell Collins told Rickert, "The residents are, and I quote, forever in your debt," end quote, for his service. Rickert will retire this week after 34 years with the town, 21 years of that time serving as Highway Superintendent. Rickert praised his highway crew and said that during his tenure, it was great to, and I quote, meet everybody, end quote, in Chatham. In his letter to the board announcing his retirement, Rickert thanked the board, in addition to the staff, town hall, and at the highway department. He wrote, and I quote, "I would also like to thank the kind residents of the town who have made my job such a pleasure," end quote. Rickert said it has been amazing to watch the town grow over the years, while pointing out that 2020 has been one, and I quote, "heck of a year," end quote. Following an executive session, the board appointed Jeffrey Antelec to serve as the new superintendent. Antelec will serve through the end of Rickert's 4-year term until 2021. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. What is former Representative John Thasso up to these days? The New York Post reports that the Kinderhook-based Republican is now working for a conservative political action committee. And while the governing majority fund is mostly funneling campaign contributions to conservative candidates, Thasso is also working for New York Knicks owner James Dolan. The owner of one of the worst basketball teams donated $50,000 to Thasso's PAC to get back at a politician who made fun of the Knicks. Sporting News reports that a source close to Thasso told the outlet that, and I quote, "Thasso and Dolan got pissed off at Max Rose because he said something about the Knicks being an expletive team." And then Dolan turned around and wrote a $50,000 check to his PAC, end quote. Thasso lost the 2018 campaign for re-election to Representative Antonio Delgado of Rhinebeck. And you can read more about this story in the New York Post. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.